Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. Welcome to the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. It's Thursday, March 12th, year 2015, and what a beautiful, wonderful day we had weather-wise here in the DMV. Temperatures hovering around 60 degrees, my type of weather. I'm telling you, not too cold and not too warm. I'm telling you, we got a lot accomplished today. Wonderful day, wonderful day. Hope you enjoy your day as well. Well, this is what we call Throwback Thursday. Yes, this is something that I'm going to, well, this is new. I'm going to try it because I kind of feel that, you know, a lot of our rich music heritage is getting lost with all the new nuance and all of the new with technology, the new songs and the new things that's happening at this new age group. And a lot of the songs they got us really over during some really tough times during the 70s and 80s and 90s. And well, we still hear these songs, you know, in our church, you know, with the church choir. You go to different churches, you'll hear these songs, but you won't hear them played on the radio. So I decided on Thursday it's going to be my throwback time where I'm going to just play a lot of our vintage music, a lot of the music that they gave us a foundation that catapulted us into where we are on today. And so tonight we're going to feature, oh, we got a surprise for you. Tonight we're going to feature the music of the late Reverend Milton Brunson and that fabulous, renowned, well-known choir out of Chicago, the Thompson Community Singers. And, I mean, in my opinion, the best choir ever to record traditional and contemporary gospel music. Yes, out of Chicago, Illinois. And I'm just so proud of this one young lady that we're going to feature on three songs. Kim McFarlane, she's the pride and joy of Chicago. And currently she's singing with Donald Lawrence, still doing her thing. And I was just privileged to work with her on a couple of occasions. And she was a guest solo, so one of my projects that I recorded back in the 90s, a song that's entitled The Blood. You heard it many times here, where we're going to play that as well. But first, we're going to get to Kim with the Milton Brunson Thompson Community Singers singing songs like I Tried Him and I Know Him. Oh my God. For the good of them. Yes. And then we're going to end that segment with the one she sang with me entitled The Blood Save Me, my dear friend from Chicago, Illinois, the great, wonderful Kim McFarlane. Enjoy, right? Oh, you know what? I forgot. You know, I'm so excited about that. I'm ready to hit this button and go right into it. But you know what? I got to open the invitation and get you to invite your friends, okay? Yes, so when you do that, you know how we do it. Go on your social network, telephone, cell phones, let everybody know. Oh, man, we can't forget that your favorite late-night inspiration program is on the air live right now, bringing to you the best and inspirational music on the Power Hour. And this day we call it Throwback Thursday. So don't you touch that browser, don't you touch that dial. Come on, Kim McFarlane and the Thompson Community Singers. Bless us real good. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. Here we go. You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
Hebrews 4 and 9 says, there remaineth the rest for the people of God. This rest is a finished work. We're not resting in the finished work, but the rest is a finished work. This was inspired by Pastor Creflo Dollar. Tri-City.
There remaineth the rest.
Rest.
A rest.
For the people of God.
For the people of God.
It's a promise.
A promise of peace.
Listen, everybody. We got to guard this promise.
And we must guard it with our hearts.
We must labor to rest.
Everything you will ever need.
Everything that you would ever need.
Was provided at Calvary.
God provided at Calvary.
There remains a rest.
Hey, there is a rest.
There is a rest.
Hey,
there remains a rest.
There is a rest.
There is a rest.
Come on, God.
And
what is this rest? It's a finished work
of the Lord.
Rest is like when an attorney says, I rest my case. It's finished.
There remains a rest.
This is a powerful teaching.
A rest.
For the people of God.
For the people of God.
This rest still remains.
A promise of finished work.
It's a finished work.
And we must guard it with our hearts.
Guard the promise with your heart.
Everything you will ever need.
Was provided at Calvary.
Was provided at Calvary.
Your case has
there
been rested.
Remains a rest.
Hey. There is a rest.
There is a rest.
It's a finished
there
work.
Remains a rest.
There remaineth a rest.
There is a rest.
God rested on the seventh day. He finished his work.
The finished work of the Lord.
Okay, what is a finished work? Cursed is any man
that hangeth
on a tree. Listen.
Jesus Christ,
Jesus, he took on this curse.
Just for you and me.
Now tell everybody what a curse is.
A curse is defined as poverty.
It's poverty. It's sickness. It's death. But listen, when Jesus said, at the cross when he said it is finished, he blessed you.
He blessed
healing finished. Provision finished. Prayers answered.
There is a rest.
Yeah.
There is a rest.
There is a rest.
Say it
again.
There is a rest.
There is a rest.
It's a believer's rest.
A finished one.
Hey.
And if you got this message, your faith on. Come on, we're going to say this.
Now that you know that it's finished.
Look at your neighbor and say, come on, by faith.
Come on, by faith, let's go in.
Faith takes possession of what grace provided.
Now that you know that it's finished.
The just shall live by faith.
Come on, by faith, let's go in.
Come on,
go in.
Come on,
go in.
Come on.
Now that you know that it's finished.
No more stressing.
Come on, by faith, let's go in.
Walk in the blessing.
Now that you know that
you know.
Come on, my faith, let's go in.
Come on, let's go.
There remains a rest.
It remains.
There is a rest.
It remains.
There remains a rest.
There is a rest.
There is a rest.
It's there. Provision.
There is a rest.
Your joy is there. It's a finished work. Your peace is there. It's a finished work. Your healing is there. It's a finished work. Depression gone. Stress gone. The hurt gone. Ah. Resting. Resting. It's complete. Your healing is complete. Provision is complete. Your prayers are already answered. Rest. Rest. Be calm. It's already done. Be assured. It's already done. Labor to rest. To rest, it requires effort. Labor to rest. Thank you, Pastor Dollar. Rest. Rest.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. Our spoken word will come from the book of Psalms 121, reading out of the King James Version. Yes, we're still in Psalms, the book of praises. And if I were to entitle this, it will be "The Lord is Thy Keeper." Reading, starting at verse number one, we're going to read the chapter in its entirety. It's only 8 verses. "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul." Verse number 8. "The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even for evermore." And I'm telling you, my favorite verse out of this whole particular text here, out of this chapter, is when he say that, verse number 4, "Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep." Do you know what that means? That he's constantly watching over them 24/7. Now, I recall the time when I was in the military and serving in the armed forces, and I remember I had guard duty, and guard duty was 24 hours. And in that time, I don't care what's going on, rain, what kind of precipitation, the weather, how cold it was, how hot it was, you had to stand on post and alert, totally alert, no matter what's going on and no matter how quiet it is. You know, it's just you, and you just can't just be, you know, slouch. You know, no, you can't just slouch. You have to be in a certain posture. Have to be in a certain, like a soldier, yeah. You have to stand guard, and you have to, you know, even when they tell you to at ease and relax, you still at a posture that's respectable, and that takes a lot of energy to maintain. So this God is saying, look, he would need to slumber or sleep, you know. And, I mean, could you just imagine that, just constantly watching? And we just talking about a 24-hour period with us. But we talking about with God. He's never going to slumber. He's never going to sleep. He's always watching. I'm telling you, that is so awesome. So what am I saying? The Lord, he is thy keeper. So you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to sleep with one eye open and one eye shut. You know what I mean? You know that the one that's on guard is alert and well capable of handling any situation that may try to invade your life and invade. Don't get me started. Yes, he's capable. He's capable, you know, standing guard, constantly watching, protecting, warning. I'm telling you, covering. I love it. I love it. "He shall preserve thee from all evil. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and ever forevermore." Now, he didn't say the people not gonna. There's not going to be an attempt. Oh, there's always a temp, but you know, great is he. Yes, great is he. You know, no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. You know, he may try to invade the camp, but God ain't going to let him through. He may make himself visible, make himself known. You know, okay, picky boo, I see you, but you know what? As far as he's going to get, he ain't coming through that gate, right? Because my angels with the flaming sword is right there to keep him out, right? He's just enough. His presence is just enough to just be a little annoying. But you know what? For those who are anchored in the Lord and those who are rooted and grounded, it doesn't even annoy us. We look at it and laugh and say, okay, here you are again. Okay, haven't you had enough? Well, anyway, that's our spoken word for the day. The Lord is our keeper, coming out of Psalms 121st chapter. May the word of the Lord bless you real good. Now, here's a song I haven't heard in a while. Matter of fact, we're going to just stay in the same flow with this particular scripture. Can we do that? Brother, the late Ron Winans singing one of my favorites. Check it out.
From whence cometh my help? Help cometh from the Lord, Lord, which made heaven and earth. He said he would not suffer thy foot to be moved, or that he not slumber nor sleep. For the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand, upon thy right hand. And no nor the moon by night, he shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore, evermore. My head, my gentlemen, my sister, see.
Oh, the sun shall not smite thee by day.
what I told him. This is what I'm going to do.
Listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
Put your hands together. Listen here, you've been waiting on a blessing. You thought you were getting close, but yet you're far behind. Listen, don't you give up, because this is your time. I came here to let you know that you're next in line. You're next.
Next in line.
You're next.
Next in line.
Boy,
Your blessing coming. Your healing is coming. Tell somebody you. Come on, tell somebody you.
Oh,
Everything you've ever dreamed, everything you prayed for, everything he promised you.
Oh, yeah. Your way. Thought I had it all figured out. I didn't even ask you about all the things I was doing, and I ruined the things that meant the most to me. Now I'm sitting here all alone. The friends that I had are gone. All I have left is you.
Tripping. I did not
have to
pray.
Gotta get back to the place I know that I should be.
I'm gonna do things my own way. Now I'm gonna do it your way. I'm tired of doing my own thing. I keep making the same mistake. I'm gonna do it your way. I'm gonna do it your way.
Tonight, that your spirit was lifted, that your heart was encouraged. Now, the good news is that we'll be right back on tomorrow night doing what we do best, and that's to bring late night inspirations into the midnight hours all around the world for your listening pleasure. So don't forget, make sure you dress warm. It's cold out there, and you take care of yourself when you do that. And may the good Lord blessing keep you until we connect again on tomorrow night with the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton, signing out. Come on, Chris Holmes, take us home. Hour of Power broadcast I'm your host, Harold Sutton.